Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, November 19th, 2017, Della Reese, singer and actress who scored three Billboard Top 20 hits in the late 1950s, including the number two hit, Don't You Know, dies at the age of 86. On this day in 2007, Kevin Dubrow, the charismatic lead singer of Quiet Riot, dies at his home in Las Vegas at the age of 52. On this day in 2002, Michael Jackson shocks onlookers in Berlin after appearing to dangle his baby, Prince Michael II, from a fifth-floor hotel balcony. On this day in 1995, a 60-track album called Beatles Anthology 1 is released and sets a first-day sales record of 450,000 units. On this day in 1992, songwriter Bobby Russell, who wrote many U.S. Top 40 hits, including Honey and Little Green Apples, dies of heart disease at the age of 51. In 1973, he composed The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, which became a number one hit for his wife, Vicki Lawrence. On this day in 1983, Tom Evans of Badfinger dies at the age of 36. Like his bandmate, Pete Ham, Evans also hanged himself. Paul McCartney had chosen Evans to sing lead on the band's 1970 hit, Come and Get It. On this day in 1968, Diana Ross, on stage with the Supremes at the Royal Command Variety Performance in London, interrupts the show with a plea for interracial understanding. The audience, which includes members of the royal family, applauds for 2 minutes. On this day in 1959, an RCA executive causes quite a stir when he tells members of the press that when Elvis is released from the army and returns to civilian life, people will notice a great change in his style of music. Colonel Tom Parker quickly issues a statement to fans telling them that won't be the case. And on this day, November 19, 1955, a classic piece of rock and roll is recorded on its way to number two on Billboard. However, another iconic performer records and releases the same song. His version will get more airplay, but only make it to number 20. Who are these two guys, and which one wrote it? That answer right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, November 19, 1955, a classic piece of rock and roll is recorded on its way to number two on Billboard. However, another iconic performer records and releases the same song shortly thereafter. His version will get more airplay, but only make it to number 20 on Billboard. That version is by Elvis, but the man who wrote it takes it to number two. Here's Carl Perkins and Blue Suede Shoes.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. My house, steal my car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Rock! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you
my blue suede shoe. You can do anything with that half of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue.